Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg. I am so excited to have you here with me today and every day. And before I go into anything, I just want to say thank you for being here. Whether this is your first podcast or your 50th, listening to my podcast, sharing my podcast, following me on social, downloading something, sharing me with your friends, buying something. All of these are ways that support me and help me to do this as my job, which I love so much. And today's topic that we're talking about, imposter syndrome, and mental health in general, is something I've always struggled with. And this job is like one of my safe havens. Having a regular job, I hate that word. I need to change my language on that. Having a traditional job, I have a regular job. I'm talking about traditional, going to work, having a boss. It's not good for my mental health. I don't thrive in that kind of environment. And so your support helps me continue to do what I love and be in a good mental state. And I just want to make sure that you know that I don't take that for granted. I don't take you for granted. And I really, really love and appreciate you. Welcome to the Boss Lady Social, the podcast designed to elevate and empower women in business. If you're a go-getter looking for actionable tips and game-changing insights, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg, and I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade. I've built a million-dollar membership in hashtag software, served over 20,000 business owners and clients, and I've had a lot of ups and downs, laughs and tears, successes and failures in business. And my goal is to share it all without sugarcoating a damn thing. This show is all about providing you with practical strategies to take your business to the next level. I'm here to help you navigate the challenges, embrace opportunities, and build the business you've always dreamed of. From magic marketing tips to financial insights and how to get legally legit, we'll cover a wide range of topics that are essential for your growth and success. No more guesswork. It's time for actionable advice that you can actually implement. So whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting to dream big, this podcast can help you no matter where you're at in your entrepreneurial journey. The road to success can be challenging, I know, but you're not alone. So hit that subscribe button and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's get into it. My whole goal in this space, my little corner of the internet, is a couple things. One, I want to help women. I, of course, I want to help men too, but specifically women get rich so that they can make informed decisions and vote with their dollars. I want you to have time freedom and money freedom. I want you to understand that this can be fun. I have this play on MAGA. I'm calling it MIFA, because everybody always makes fun of MAGA. It's called Make Instagram Fun Again. I want to make Instagram fun again. I want you to know that you can be wildly successful and still have fun. And I just want to empower women to have their own money. You know, it wasn't that long ago. I've been watching Bridgerton. And it wasn't that long ago that dowries were a real thing. And if your husband died, you were SOL, right? Because you can't own property as a woman. And I just think it's so empowering and important. And not that I don't believe in men being successful. Obviously, I have a partner and I want him to be successful too. But I'm one of four girls in my family. And girl power has just always been something really near and dear to my heart. And so I want to help as many women as I can. So thank you for being here. And I just really felt like you needed that little love note before we get into the nitty gritty of imposter syndrome. So today I had a question on my Instagram of someone asking me, you know, Courtney, how do I get over imposter syndrome? And obviously I have a lot of thoughts about this, but before I get into my thoughts, I wanted to tell you, I did a little bit of research because I think a lot of times people assume imposter syndrome. Sorry if you hear my dog licking herself in the background. Pussy, what are you doing? It's not the most nice sound to hear. A lot of people think imposter syndrome is feeling like a fraud, right? Feeling like a fake. But I did some research and it doesn't always equal that feeling. Sometimes it can feel like depression, anxiety. It can impair your job performance. It can lower your job satisfaction. It can lead to burnout, right? And imposter syndrome is a lot of mental health stuff. And so if you're ever feeling these emotions, right, depression, anxiety, this mental state in your job, whether it's you're an entrepreneur or you work at a corporate job or whatever, this could be the root cause of it. It's no secret that I have anxiety and depression. So does my partner. We both take medicine for it. It's been very helpful for me to be on medicine. I know it's not for everybody, but I like to talk about it because I swore off it for 15 years and I suffered for a very long time when I didn't need to. I'm a much better person since I've been on my meds for almost 2 years. And, you know, all this stuff is connected. So I wanted to just say, like, number one, imposter syndrome doesn't always mean that you feel like a fraud. Number two, I want to say that everyone has it to some degree, okay? It might just be like a half a second of feeling like a fraud, and or it could be someone who just like dreads it for months on end. But everybody has dealt with this. I don't care who you are, and anybody who says they haven't, I mean, maybe there are people who haven't, but all the people I know personally in my life that I have had intimate conversations with about this stuff have all dealt with this emotion, this feeling in their business, in their company, and it's very normal. So you are not alone, and I don't know about you, but that always makes me feel better. When I was really getting into the nitty-gritty with my anxiety and depression, I really... took comfort in knowing that I was not alone, and I did a lot of research on meds and seeing a lot of people's like research on the internet, but also talking to people I know who are on meds. It helped me so much. So knowing that helps. Now, here's the bad news. I mean, it's not really bad news. It's just information, right? It's just data. This is all just information, and how you react to it or deal with this data is, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. You get to decide, right? A reaction is up to you. Maybe sometimes your initial reaction might not feel like it's in your control, but you can always choose your second thought. At least that's my belief. I don't really think that it ever goes away, right? All the research I've done, all the people I've talked to, is I don't think that imposter syndrome necessarily goes away. I think you just get a hell of a lot better at recognizing it and working through it a lot faster, right? Like I said, sometimes you might have imposter syndrome for like a half a second, and sometimes it might be a week, and sometimes it might be a month. And I think a lot of times the people who are dealing with it for a month, it's a new feeling for them. The people who are dealing with it for a week, they've gotten better at recognizing it and getting over it quicker. And the people who just have that quick thought, like, I still have imposter syndrome. I did a story on my Instagram not that long ago about a client of mine who wanted to pay me in full, a lot of money. And I have had a lot of high ticket clients, but not a lot of them have been pay in full. And this particular client was like, let's do the deal. It's done. Send me the invoice. Like, there was no, I didn't have to work very hard for this sale, right? In the sense of like, of course I have to work hard, but it was just flow. That's how I'm trying to describe it. And it took me like 4 days to send this invoice because I felt weird. I felt anxious. I felt unworthy. I felt like it was fake, right? Can I do this? Am I capable? Like, I had all these questions. So here I am, a very successful entrepreneur who's made well over $1 million in my career as my own boss. And I felt weird, right? And I haven't had that feeling in a long time. And it's when I realized it doesn't ever really just go away. You just get better at dealing with it. And some situations feel harder than others, right? I might make a piece of content on the internet and get a bad comment. And now I work through those very fast. Like my block button is used and delete is used very often. But in the past, I've cried for a week over mean comments. I'm a very sensitive person. I am a Pisces. I am a water baby. I am an empath. I care a lot about what people think of me because I try really hard to be a good human. I want to be a good human. I want to help people. I don't want people to think negatively of me. And it's taken me a long time. I've been in the online space for a decade, and I still sometimes take what people say to heart, especially like if someone comments on the way that I look. When someone comments on my work or that they don't agree with my opinion, that's one thing. But like when they come after the way that I look, it's really, I don't do well with it. I don't know how like influencers who sell a bunch of clothes and constantly post their bodies deal with the hate, because that is something I don't do well with, especially some of the insecurities that I have that people have pointed out. It's just really hard. So, number one, I just want you to know that like it doesn't go away, but you do get better at recognizing it and working through it. Now, I have a couple of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, like 5-ish tips to help you kind of work through your imposter syndrome. Now, there's lots of ways to work through this. I'm sure you could do more research on this, but this is just tips that have helped me overcome, move through it quicker, and feel better about it, and not let it control me so much. Again, it still happens to me. It happened to me not that long ago. I'm sure it's happened since then, but I get over it pretty quickly now because of these techniques. So number one is I want you to understand what your triggers are. What triggers you? So like I said, there are certain words about my appearance that trigger me, especially when people talk about my weight. It is not something I feel super comfortable hearing about from my own self, let alone other people. So you know what I did? You can go onto your phone on your Instagram and you can block certain words from being posted on your social media. Yes. You can say, if someone says X, I want you to hide it. I don't want you to show it to me. This was created for your mental health. It's also a really great way to like get rid of bots. Like anything that says like DM for promotion. You know how many times I have blocked a different way that phrase has been, and it has helped clean up my social media so much. So it helps in multiple ways. But if you don't know how to do it, just Google it. There's a million blogs. I could explain it to you, or you could just go Google it and see a visual somewhere on someone's blog. But when you understand your triggers and you set up your boundaries to protect yourself, it's going to help limit some of that stuff. Now, another thing for me personally is I used to follow a lot of people in my industry. People who were at my level, meaning like they've been in business around the same amount of time, or they make similar amount of money, or, you know, you don't really know what's the truth out there. But from my assumption, people that were at my level, and then I, of course, followed people that were advanced, and I found the more people that I followed in my industry, the more insecure I was. I was like always comparing myself to them instead of being in my own thoughts. Now, I have a really strong belief that your job on the internet, whether it's coaching or educating or, you know, services, whatever, it's not to be like everybody else, it's to be yourself. And sometimes when we consume so much, I'm drinking a bubbly water, it's making me burp. Sometimes when we consume so much information, we start to take on that information as our own, and then we start to compare ourselves, and we get in this like really weird loop. And I found that by unfollowing a ton of people who were in my industry, I felt better, freer. I wasn't judging myself as much. I wasn't comparing myself as much. And so cleaning up your feed is very important. I highly, highly, highly recommend you only follow accounts on social media that light you up, that bring you joy. So let me give you some examples of who I follow. Dogs. Oh my God. Tucker Budson, anyone? Love him. Love him. Charlie, the chocolate lab, who can balance stuff on his butt. Love that dog. Heather McMahon, the comedian. She's hilarious. I love following nail art accounts because I love getting my nails done. Food. There's this one guy. I forget his name, but he can make pretty much anything out of chocolate. And I'm like obsessed. I used to be a personal chef and I have a very deep connection to food. So I love following food accounts. I love following makeup accounts because I like to do my makeup. I love following some of my favorite rappers so I can always see what new music that they're dropping, specifically Russ and Mike. Those are two of my favorites. I really like to follow a ton of people that are outside of my industry. And I found that when I follow people that bring me joy, when I'm scrolling my feed, instead of like getting down on myself for not looking what I think looks good, right? These other people in my industry and like, why didn't I do that? And why haven't I done that? And then I like overwhelm myself. I just enjoy the content. Oh, that is a cute dog video. Double tap. Love what she said about being in a relationship for 10 years. Share it with Joe, right? That looks like a good recipe. Save for later. That's the kind of content I'm trying to be consuming. And so a lot of people hate on social media, but I think social media, it's just a tool, right? It's like alcohol. You can use alcohol. I mean, obviously some people have an addiction and disease is real. So like, I'm not speaking on those people's behalf. And again, this is just my opinion, but like alcohol can be a tool to have fun. That sounds kind of weird, but it's true. Like you can have a couple drinks, get a little loose, and have a good time. Like I love drinking a marg on the couch with a cheese board and my sisters and just laughing at dumb shit, right? It's a fun time. But it can also be a tool that can cause a lot of pain and a lot of hurt for people, right? Instagram is a tool and you get to decide how much it dictates your life. And a lot of your imposter syndrome typically comes from what you're consuming. So my number one tip is to clean up your feed. Who do you follow that, whether it's consciously or unconsciously? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Affects your mood and your feelings about your work. Okay. The next thing is block, mute, delete accordingly. Those buttons, just like the one where you can put in certain words and hide it from your comments, those were created for a reason. I am not afraid to block someone. I am not afraid to delete something. I am not afraid to mute someone, right? Sometimes you can't just unfollow someone, right? It's a family friend who like, it would just cause a bunch of unnecessary drama. So I just mute the shit out of them. They don't know. Right? It looks like I still follow them, but I never see their stuff. There are plenty of people on my social media right now. Sorry if it's one of you. Because I just don't want to deal with it. It's easier for me to just mute them. Right? These tools were created to help you. Okay. Next is, again, all of these are very similar, but it's just being aware of your mental health. Right? And a lot of mental health, some of it is easy to deal with on your own by healthy habits, right? Like when's the last time you had a vegetable? That's usually what I ask myself. Like the other day I had a really bad day, like a really bad, like I had an unalive myself thought. I don't have those very often, but I just was feeling really in the dumps. And this is very vulnerable. I can't believe I'm sharing this, but it's true. I had a bad thought and I called Joe and I talked about it with him. And I realized like I was dehydrated. I was living off carbs. I hadn't had my proper nutrition. I hadn't been outside in the sunlight and moved my body. And so I had to like adjust, right? And a lot of times when you're feeling, also, I just want to say like, you don't need to worry about me. I've talked with mental health professionals. I'm on medicine. I'm doing okay. But that is my truth. That is a thought that I had the other day. It was only a half a second, but it happens from time to time. And it's not fun. It's scary, right? And the one thing that has helped me through those bad moments is being super aware of my mental, physical, spiritual state. And talking with my loved ones, like, right? Like, as soon as it happened, I just called Joe. He was at work. Luckily, Joe works at a job that he can answer the phone pretty much anytime I call him. And we talked it through. We assessed that it wasn't a real threat. It was just a bad thought. I had a bad week moment. And I just needed to, like, shower, feed my body healthy foods, take a nap. And I felt amazing. After I ate a bunch of vegetables and I cleaned myself up and took a nap. But being aware of where you're at mentally can really help with imposter syndrome. A lot of times, because like I said in the beginning, it's not just feeling like a fraud. When you're aware of what's going on, you're able to help yourself more. And being aware means you can ask for help. You can get on meds. Again, it's not for everybody. It's just something that works really well for me and my partner. And Joe and I have tried pretty much everything. every single natural thing, to the point where, like, none of the natural things were working for either of us, that we had to go on meds. Well, we didn't have to, but that was the next best option according to our doctors after 2 years of trying literally every supplement you could probably try. And Joe has tried some other things that I haven't tried, and maybe one day he'll feel open to share some of that stuff, but I don't want to share his business without discussing it with him first. But just learning to become aware. Awareness is so important. And that kind of leads me to the next part, is like getting to the root cause. Why are you feeling this way? A lot of times, we have, like, for example, I've always been an oversharer on the internet, but I used to like do it very aggressively. You'll never see it because I've deleted every aggressive shit I've ever said off the internet because it was embarrassing. I also used to be really into politics, which is so dumb. No offense to those of you who are into politics, but I am aware enough now to know how much that was draining me, that I cannot participate in that to the level of what I did in the past. And a lot of like my root cause of being aggressive on the internet is because I've had some unfortunate situations of sexual abuse as a child that I felt like I was not heard. So I was literally fighting anyone, random people on the internet, to be heard. Which is really sad when you think about it, right? So I had to get to the root cause of, like, why am I being this way? And the root cause was, like, no one listened to me when I was being sexually abused. And so I had to, wow, this is a really deep podcast, you guys. I really hope that, like, this isn't making you guys uncomfortable, but this is just how I am. And if we were sitting together right now having a bubbly or having a glass of wine on my patio, I'm going to share because that's just who I am. And I feel like everything that I've gone through is so that I can be open and help others who've gone through similar things or prevent going through other things. And getting to the root cause of why I was feeling that way has helped me heal that piece of me and not feel the need to be that way anymore. I can just choose not to share my opinion because I don't need to, I don't feel like I need to scream or be aggressive to prove my point like I used to. Like, even in the beginning of my entrepreneur career, that was more like just like personal on Facebook being a teenager. But now, like, as my entrepreneur career took off, I used to cuss a lot. I still cuss, but like every other word was fuck. And it was because, like, I felt like I needed to be super aggressive for people to take me seriously and trust me and, like, be edgy. And now it's just, like, I don't feel that way anymore. I cuss still, but it's, like, I don't know. It's just, I've changed, right? I've gotten to the root of a lot of my issues, and I've fixed them. I still have a lot of issues to work through. And, you know, like I said, like imposter syndrome, a lot of these things are always going to be there, which leads me to my last point, is that this is ongoing work. If you're going to choose this life, right, being an entrepreneur and sharing your life out in the world, whether that's one-on-one with clients, whether that's one-to-many in social media setting or in courses or programs, It's ongoing work of working through your feelings, thoughts, and emotions and not feeling good enough. You're going to have times where that comes up. You're going to have times where you feel depressed or anxious or burnt out. And by being aware and doing all these things, like I said, it can really help you work through that. So anyways, I love you. I hope that helped you. If you enjoyed this very vulnerable podcast, would you do me a favor? Would you share this with a friend? Screenshot this, tag me at the Courtney Schoberg on Instagram. I'll put my handle below. Slide into my DMs. Tell me that this helped you. I love to hear feedback from you guys. And I just hope that you know that I love you and I'm always thinking of you and I'm here to support you however I can, especially through sharing my journey with the hopes that you can recognize things in me and yourself and make better choices. So I will see you guys next week. Feel free to leave me a review on Apple if you feel so inclined. That really does help the growth of this podcast and my business. And until next week, I will talk to you guys later. All right. Love you guys. Bye.